Potassium is a useful element in the human body and is present at about the 0.3% level of body weight. But we want to calculate the potassium 40 activity in a 70 kilogram person, because potassium 40 has 0.012% natural abundance. So there's elements in our body that are always continually decaying. So let's calculate then what that activity rate is. So we have potassium as symbol K at 0.3% of our body weight. We want to calculate the potassium 40, the isotope potassium 40, which is radioactive, that activity in a 70 kilogram mass person. And potassium 40 has a very small natural abundance, only 0.012% natural abundance, but that still means there'd be plenty of nuclei in our body. So, first of all, we have to know what the activity is. Well, remember that activity is given the symbol R is equal to the K constant times the number of nuclei at any particular time. This number of nuclei, of course, can decay over some time, and therefore the activity will change. The decay constant is a constant. So we want to find both lambda and n in order to find the activity. Well, first of all, let's determine the decay constant lambda. That's equal to the natural logarithm of 2 over the half-life. And often we just write that as 0.693, which is the natural logarithm of 2. We look up in the appendix what the half-life of potassium 40 is, and it's 1.277 times 10 to the ninth year in the version I had. Let's go ahead and convert that to seconds. So we multiply it times 3.156 times 10 to the seventh seconds per year. And when we calculate that, we get 1.720 times 10 to the minus 17 inverse seconds. That's a pretty small number. Now, how many nuclei do we have? How many potassium 40 nuclei are in the 70 kilogram person? Okay, well, we know, we were given in the problem that potassium is 0.3% of the body weight, so the amount of potassium we have is 0.003 times 70 kilograms. But we're only interested in potassium 40. That's the part that's radioactive. And we were given that was 0.012% natural abundance of all potassium. So the amount of mass of potassium 40 we have will be this number multiplied times that number. So it's going to be 0.00012, I have to make sure I get the fraction right, times 0.003 times 70 kilograms, and that ought to give us the mass of potassium 40. If I multiply that out, I get 2.52 times 10 to the minus 5 kilograms. That's a small mass, but it's going to be lots of nuclei. Okay, what we want now is the number of nuclei of potassium 40. Okay, so we start with the mass. We have 2.52 times 10 to the minus 5 kilograms. Well, we know that 1 mole of potassium has a weight of 0.040 kilograms for potassium 40. And how many atoms are in 1 mole? We know that's Avogadro's number, 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd atoms, in this case nuclei are what we're interested in, per mole. So let's see if this all works out. The kilograms there cancels the kilograms there. The mole cancels the mole there, and I'm left with nuclei. And I multiply this together, I get 3.793 times 10 to the 20th nuclei. So this small mass we have here does give us lots of nuclei. Now we're ready to go up here and calculate the activity. So the activity R of potassium 40, which was lambda n, is equal to 1.720 times 10 to the minus 17 inverse seconds times 3.793 times 10 to the 20th nuclei, and that is 6523, and we would say then decays per second. And then we can also write that as 6523 becquerels, which is a decay per second. Whoops, 6523, I messed that up. 6523 becquerels. So that would be the activity of potassium-40 in a 70 kilogram person.